your thoughts about the big ECOG adjuvant BEV study? You know, right now we've got a big trial in breast that they're accruing to. There's a huge colon trial that already is accruing that we're waiting for results in. We're seeing it being looked at in ovary in an early situation, et cetera. What are your thoughts about the lung BEV study?
I'm hoping that it's going to get all the accrual that it needs. And it's a question that has to be answered. I mean, if you're a believer that indeed the BEV study was important in the American population and actually had a survival advantage, then the next movement is to see whether in an adjuvant situation it is actually going to improve survival. So I am a supporter of it. I think that giving antibody is a little difficult for the patients. It's going to be safer because the lesion is out. You're going to make sure the patients don't have other disease that could cause them to have problems. You'll manage the hypertension. I think that's all going to be manageable. But the idea that it's intravenous and it's very costly, that worries me a little bit, as well as the fact that I would have rejoiced more if there was actually a larger survival advantage seen in these studies done that really justified this trial.
And I guess the other issue is wound healing. And we do, of course, it's different, but we do have the data now from the colon study, at least the initial safety data that looked pretty good, I thought, in terms of wound healing. What did you think about that data? And what about the specific situation in terms of lung cancer?
I don't have a problem with having bevacizumab given to the patients. We all try to wait between 4 to 6 weeks after you do this. And there really haven't been any problems that I've seen in the population of patients that I've operated on. I mean, I've even had patients that had mesothelioma that got bev up front that I've then operated on, but I've usually waited a little bit of time before I've done their operation.